After 26 years, it's the end of an era for Unalaska's preschool. Teacher Susan Carlisle is retiring today.
I'm going to be 73 this summer. It's time to quit. My energy at the end of the day is like, oh, okay, I'm tired. So, but it is hard to leave. It's hard to leave the island. I've lived here 38 years. So I'm going to miss it a lot.
Carlisle first came to the island when her husband got a job as office manager for Universal Seafood. Back then, she says, everyone at the company lived on a ship except for management. And there wasn't even a bridge in town. They were supposed to be here for a year, but she says she fell in love with the island. She left Unalaska to raise her daughter, and when she returned, she had no plans on teaching. But she spoke with a former school secretary who called the superintendent about openings.
I said, well, you know, preschool would be really fun. And when she talked to him, he said, right now, the only thing I know I have open is preschool. So I came back 26 years ago and started teaching and found what I love to do.
She'd previously taught first grade in Washington, but at 40, she found the best job ever. In Carlisle's classroom, most of the day is spent playing.
We develop fine motor by squeezing stuff, play in the sand, pouring. You know, it strengthens all these muscles, makes them move. So when you have to hold that pencil and you have to sit there and color, that you've got some strength in those fingers to do it.
Over the years, she says several people from the state have visited and said this is what preschool should be.
Whether you know how to read right now when you're 3 or 4 shouldn't be the most important thing in your life. It's like, you know, can you hold a pencil yet? Do you like to sit and color, maybe? Know how to cut? Can you open and close those scissors?
And she adds, play has a lot of benefits that some people do not see.
But if they don't have that strength when they have to sit and try to do that stuff, it's really hard for them. And they'll go, ah, I can't do that.
In Alaska, kids have to come to school by age 7. But kindergarten and preschool are not required. Carlisle stresses that those 2 years are an important part of development.
These kids here that are, you know, come in at 3, we're getting that brain going and working all parts of that brain. And it'll help eventually down the line.
Over her tenure, she says the percentage of children attending Unalaska's preschool has increased. Now she estimates it's over 90%. And after 26 years, she's never been bored.
I always look forward to coming to school because it's never the same. Kids are different. Kids that day are different, you know, and I can hardly wait. Hey, we're going to do this today. It's going to be really fun.
But retirement has been calling her for a while. Her daughter and 6 grandkids in Oregon have been asking her to move for about 4 years. Plus, Carlisle's doctor has been pushing her to leave so she can deal with some medical issues. And for about 7 years, Carlisle has been telling her doctor that she'll retire next year. But this time, when she was serious, the doctor didn't believe her.
I said, I'm normally resigning. She said, I don't believe it. Fax me the resignation letter when you do it.
Even though she's leaving, Carlisle thinks she'll keep working with kids. In Unalaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.